Lesson 3. Rahab believed in Jehovah. Let's pretend that we are in the city of Jericho. This city is in the land of Canaan, where the people do not believe in Jehovah. A woman named Rahab lives here. When Rahab was a young girl, she heard stories about how Moses parted the Red Sea and led the Israelites out of Egypt. She also heard about how Jehovah helped them to win the wars against their enemies. Now she hears that the Israelites are camped near Jericho. One evening, two Israelites go to Jericho to spy on the city. They come to Rahab's house. She invites them to come in and stay. During the night, the king of Jericho finds out that spies are in the city and that they have gone to Rahab's house. So the king sends men to get them. Rahab hides the two spies on the flat roof of her house and tells the king's men, "The spies were here, but they have already left the city. If you go now, you can still catch them." Do you know why Rahab is protecting the spies? Because she believes in Jehovah and knows that he will give the land of Canaan to the Israelites. Before the spies leave Rahab's house, they promise that she and her family will be safe when Jericho is destroyed. Do you know what they tell her to do? They say, "Take this red rope and hang it out of your window. If you do, everyone who is in your house will be safe." Rahab does exactly what the spies tell her to do. Do you know what happens next? A few days later, the Israelites march around the city in silence. For 6 days they march around the city, one time each day. But on the seventh day, they march around the city 7 times. Then they all shout loudly. Jehovah makes the walls around the city come crashing down. But the house with the red rope hanging out of the window is still standing. Can you see it in the picture? Rahab and her family are saved. What can you learn from Rahab? Rahab believed in Jehovah because of all the wonderful things she learned about him. You too are learning many wonderful things about Jehovah. Do you believe in him as Rahab did? We know that you do. Read in your Bible, Joshua 2:1-24, 6:1-5, 14 and 15, and 20-25. Hebrews 11:31. Questions. What stories did Rahab hear when she was a young girl? How did she help the Israelite spies? Why did she help them? What did the spies promise Rahab? What can you learn from Rahab?